ready to, and the lamb and you were ready to turn out, then you took him off to a field where they were mm-hmm. had good feed. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they'll do this year. I don't know how they managed it. Mm-hmm. But the eagle would get up in a dead tree and just watch those lambs. Mm-hmm. And they killed an awful lot of lambs mm-hmm. for us.
And the place where the ewes gave birth to the lambs, what was that called?
The lambing sheds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Some of them just lamb them right out in the field, and that's all right if you have the kind of weather for it. But if the weather isn't good, you better put them in the lambing sheds.
Did you have similar sheds like that for cattle?
Oh, yes and no. If a cow was having trouble, they would put her in the barn. Mm. But if she weren't having trouble, she could just have it out in the field.
The cows were bred so that they dropped their calves when the weather was good.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah, in the spring. Mm-hmm. Was there another bird that would dig into wood on a tree to get insects?
Would it be owls?
All right, let's talk about it. Were there different kinds of owls?
Yes, there's been different kinds of owls around.
Okay.
But I don't know whether they dug in the tree to get...
Yeah, there was another bird that I was thinking of that pecks.
Woodpecker?
Yeah.
Oh, we've had some of those around, okay. too.
Were there different kinds? Do you know the...
Well, all I can remember is the red-headed woodpecker. Mm-hmm. There could be other kinds.
Were they ever called flickers?
Well, there is a bird called a flicker. But I don't know whether he's a regular woodpecker or not.
Okay.
But they'll... And then there's a little titmouse that goes up the tree backwards, mm-hmm. and they work on the bark. Mm. And we've had those.
Okay. And owls, do you have the great horned owls around here?
I don't... We have the hoot owls.
Okay.
I don't know for sure about the horned owls, but I think we have.
Okay.
But they aren't as prevalent as they used to be.
One of my least favorite subjects is snakes. Did you have many of those around?
Oh, at one time we had lots of rattlesnakes.
Really?
Oh yes, we did. We'd even bail them up in the hay. And we didn't like it. And when the men worked in the hay fields, they generally wore high top boots.
Mm. Not so they'd get
protection.
Bit. Mm-hmm. Were there other kind of snakes besides rattlesnakes?
Oh, you have water snakes and bull snakes, and that I think those are the general run around
okay.
here.
Okay. Do people around here do any fishing?
Some people do.
Okay. Did y'all ever do any fishing?
Victor used to.
What kinds of things would you catch fishing? What kinds of things would people catch fishing around here?
Well, we trout as a rule,
mm-hmm.
and when they go to the lake. We had a letter from Victor's sister just the other day, and she said, well, we should have caught more of those old squaw fish and put them out on the bank and let them die.
Those are one that's not good to eat,
that's
I guess.
That's right. They're squaw fish. They're suckers and razorbacks, and I don't know. They're just not very good.
Mm.
But the trout are good.
Mm. Do people on here eat, can you catch any bass?
They have caught bass. And we have relatives that have brought us bass fish from the lakes.
Mm. How about a fish called a crappie? Does that sound?
Yes.
Is that how you would pronounce it?
Uh-huh, crappie.
Okay. What do they usually catch fish with? What kind of bait? What are those little things in the ground?
Well, they have angleworms.
Okay.
And then they have certain spinners and things like
okay.
that.
Are there any other kind of worms besides angleworms that you might find in this area?
I've never heard of them, but
okay.
I suppose they're